You are listening to David Allen and Liz Stone.
Shall we begin?
I gotta say, just hearing you guys speaking and hearing all the innuendos, I had sparkling water in my hand, and now there is tequila in my hand. So
of course,
I've joined the party officially. You transformed me in 4 minutes.
Let's begin now.
Let's unstrap your bra, draw the bath, and get ready to get unleashed, David Allen.
I have to say this, and then we'll get off the baloney pony, but I just think that it's so unique that he deserves a song, even if it's like a 2-minute skit just about baloney pony.
Liz Stone.
That's my secret. That's not your
secret. Snap. Did you just make that up? I want that. Oh, my gosh. Robin S., is that you?
Now you're getting in the mood for Unleashed.
I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
What? Welcome to David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed. I'm your host, David Allen, and I'm joined by Liz Stone today. We are in New York City for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Liz, what are you expecting from this parade?
Oh, one of each for sure.
I'm excited. This is my third or fourth time in my St. Paddy's Day parade. This is your first time, right? You're like a virgin.
I am a St. Paddy's Day virgin.
So I just can't wait to see your face because all the shenanigans that happen here, and we'll see what happens. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed. Hey, Liz Stone, guess what? We're sitting here with Nicola.
Oh, she is fantastic, bringing lots of energy into the subway in New York City.
In New York City, huh?
I know. We're having a blast. So let's say hi to Nicola. Tell us.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Tell us about your music, Nicola.
My music is like an acoustic pop rock soul.
Oh, excellent. Do you want to play a couple chords for us?
Sure. Well, you need, I think you're going to have to listen to more on the microphone.
So how long have you been doing this?
Been doing in the subway for about 10 years. Been playing all my life, so.
10 years in this subway. Yeah. Oh my God, that's so awesome. And you have a lot of records for sale. How's record sales for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I mean, I think since online sales and iTunes have taken over, I think we have less CD sales and less people have CD players nowadays. So.
Well, we're going to change that for you because we're going to help you get some recognition online with our very popular podcast, Unleashed. We are heard across the United States and overseas, Europe, India, so we're going to get this happening for you.
Where can they find you, Nicola?
You can find me on www.nicolanicola.com. That's the best way.
Perfect. NicolaNicola.com. Excellent. NicolaNicola.com. What do you think, Liz?
I love it. She's part of the Music Under New York series.
In the subway. Stay tuned for more Unleashed. David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed in New York. Liz, we are in New York.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Now tell me, this is your first time on a subway. How did it feel?
Like I took a bite of a Big Apple.
And did you see any crazies?
Well, I'm trying to be nice. Let's just say they keep the world lively and interesting. We've had the Minions attack us. A guy painted gold getting busy with us. And I don't know. I have a heart for people, but I also, I've learned to run the other way when I have to.
Well, that was in Times Square. Times Square was so amazing and so alive. I mean, I got my picture taken with Spider-Man, with the Penguin, with Catwoman, everybody. I mean, this is just nuts. And yes, we did have a Minions attack us. What else happened? Was we went an indoor Ferris wheel.
That was sweet, man. We were in the Ferris wheel, the E.T. and the Toys R Us giraffe. We were having a party.
We are having a party. You can definitely check out our pictures on GetUnleashedProductions.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/GetUnleashed09. And stand by for more, Liz, because we're going to have a great time in New York City.
Isn't there a drag show in our near future?
I don't know. We'll see about that.
Welcome to David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed. I'm your host, David Allen, and I am actually joined by the New York hooker, Liz Stone.
Yes, and we're at the G Lounge, but David Allen likes to refer to it as the G Spot.
We are in New York City. This is so exciting, Liz. What are we going to do in New York City?
Well, two things. It's going to involve a disco ball and lots of vodka.
That sounds like my kind of night. When do we get started?
I thought we were already starting.
Oh, is that what you've been drinking all night long?
Yeah. Hey, look at that hot guy at the bar. Wow. Is he for real?
This bitch has got some high heels on, some futuristic glasses, and some sparkly shoes. Oh, Liz, that's you!
Don't be telling my secrets now. Hey, listen, you got to come out to New York City and join us. That's all I have to say.
That's awesome. Well, stay tuned because we are going to come back at you with some more really awesome updates. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up too, Liz. What are we going to do for that?
I'm going to ask them, the handsome gentleman, what's under the kilt.
Welcome back to David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed. I'm sitting here with the actress Natalie Wells, Liz. How exciting.
Oh, you know what? New York City, it's all happening St. Patty's Day. We just saw our first fight break out. I was telling Natalie the shirt should say, kick me, I'm Irish.
I don't even know what it says.
The reason that the fight broke out, Liz, is because she mooned everybody and they all want Liz's ass.
No, I think this Natalie lady's a little sexier than me. She just flashed me her titties. New York.
After a mammogram today.
Wow, there you go. So tell us about yourself, Natalie.
I'm an actress in New York. I've been here 13 years. I do a lot of independent films.
Wow.
I work with a lot
What kind of films?
Comedy mainly.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
Give me some comedy bit.
Shetty lately. I don't know if you know, he's on the Artie Lang show. I don't know if you're familiar with.
No.
Well, can you give us a little taste of some of the characters you played?
Becky Bayfield is one.
Tell us about Becky.
A lot of explosions. It's called Blown. No, it's not a porn.
Oh, so. Wow. Sounds like my kind of night.
So how are you enjoying the St. Patrick's Day festivities in New York City?
Actually, I went to go pick up my work check and I got stuck in it, so I might as well.
That's one hell of a day. You get stuck in a St. Patty's Day parade trying to pick up your work check.
Item, so, you know.
She's definitely jacked out.
Yes, we are sisters here.
Uh-oh.
We're both Irish and German about it.
Very feisty, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very feisty. Oh, it looks like another fight's breaking out. Oh, no, that's just the princess. Let's get down from there.
Yeah, we're a little too close to 30 Rock here. I see my voice is cracking because I'm still getting it deep enough for you. Yeah, but this is a fun time. We are having such a blast in New York City.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie. Where can they find you?
You can go to IMDb, Natalie Wells, or you can go to Vimeo and look up Blown.
Blown. Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for your time. Well, thank you so much, Natalie. Liz, it appears that we're creating a choke point right now.
Yes, the officer said we have to keep moving along because there's nothing worse than creating a choke point.
Absolutely. So we're going to keep it moving along in the St. Patty's Day parade right here in New York City and get unleashed.
Faith and Bigotta.
Today, this is Tony from the ones and twos coming straight out of Broad Channel. I love you, NYC Manhattan. You know, I die hard, man. I'm a native New Yorker. I love you so much. You know, happy St. Patrick's Day. Look, she got her green beads on. She got that soft kitty. Anything she wants. He got a Dwayne Reed bag full of beers. You know, that's just the way the New Yorkers do it. A coffee cup. There's no coffee, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's excellent. Thank you so much.
I'm not done with these guys. So how many fights have you seen break out today?
None.
Nothing yet.
With him.
I'm not on Ripley's, believe it or not, but I see none. And I'm so shocked that I haven't seen any.
We saw our first riot earlier. You missed the riot up the street.
Well, see, you know.
You got to wait till after the parade.
Wrong place, wrong time.
I want to hear from this nice lady back here. You said you're from France?
Yeah, I'm from France. I'm French. What's up?
I want to know how you're enjoying your time today in New York City.
Well, it's such a different atmosphere from France. You know, the French people are so calm, respectful.
Shut the
and everybody
up.
From New York are so rowdy and loud. So it's a different atmosphere for me. I'm not used to it.
She's not even from France. She's from New York. Glendale, what up?
Well, one last question. But are these guys... But are the guys turning you on here? That's what I want to know.
Are they turning me on? I'm so horny right now.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
start the St. Patty's Day Parade. David Allen, Liz Stone Unleashed. So, Liz Stone, what do you think? Your first time in New York on St. Patty's Day.
Well, they're playing Danny Boy right now, so I'm getting kind of choked up. What can I say?
Oh, you're not verklempt?
My Irish eyes are smiling. But no shortage of shenanigans in New York City today, I gotta tell you.
No shit. So far, we've seen a riot, we've met an actress, we've talked to some really drunk people.
Public urination, that seems to be a thing.
Yeah, public urination. We've seen cops just all over the place. I have to give it to the cops, because I tell you what, when I worked in hospitality, this is like 10 times worse. And I was frustrated then. I can imagine what these police do.
Yeah, so have some respect for the men in blue, okay?
No shit, they're trying to put on a nice parade for you guys, and you just act like a bunch of idiots. But I guess that's what St. Patrick's Day is all about, right?
Well, we're just letting it all hang out today.
And Liz almost caused a riot with her mooning her ass earlier. I mean, we got everything. I mean, she's climbing poles, and she keeps forgetting she's not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Yeah, this is New York City. This is more the Wild West than I've ever seen.
I'm sure that's what they said when they saw your ass. We'll be back with more from St. Patrick's Day Parade at Unleashed.
This is Liz Stone with Unleashed, and we are doing another interview here at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. What is your name, dear lady?
My name is Megan Patrice.
And where are you from?
I'm from Staten Island, but I am originally from Brooklyn, but I live in Staten Island.
So what brings you to St. Patty's Day Parade today?
My mother is actually performing Pipe and Drum Corps of Staten Island.
Very talented musicians. I've been watching and listening. How long has your mother been doing this?
Oh, she's been doing this for the past 6 years.
So I take it you're kind of proud of your mom.
Oh, I love my mother. Yes, we're actually from a very talented musician, you know, family, musical family. So, yeah.
What do you think about some of the shenanigans you've witnessed here in New York City?
I'm very disappointed of the youth today. I really am. I'm so, like, disgusted of what's going on the streets right now with the youth today. But it is what it is.
Well, what advice would you have to these young whippersnappers we've been seeing?
Eat. Be responsible. And if you want to drink, drink responsibly, but don't be making a fool of yourself on the street. Like, let's go.
You aim so high, madam. You're speaking to the entitlement generation. What are you thinking? Really? Now let's
I don't like it. I don't like the entitlement generation. I hate it. To be honest with you, I hate it.
Okay, but you have to know, though, like, this is a lot of fun watching this shit go down.
No, I mean, actually, it makes me very sad to see the youth today on the side streets, drunk, passed out, almost...
urinating everywhere.
Like, everywhere. I'm actually first aid certified, so I'm actually trying to help them. It just, you know, and I'm trying to enjoy the parade because my family is actually from Mayo, Ireland, so... So, like, I'm here to represent and to, you know, celebrate this beautiful day, you know, that St. Patrick has gave us.
And I agree. I feel for the city workers and the police today, and I have a lot of respect for them, too.
My mother also works for the fire department, EMS, and, you know, this is absolutely beautiful, but the youth is ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have the answer. Make them all stay after the parade. They can clean up. What do you think?
I agree. Clean up your puke and your urine.
There is nothing, I know firsthand because I used to deal with this in a hospitality industry. There's nothing better than making somebody clean up their own shit.
Yeah, that'll get your attention. And one final thing, I want to say hi to your associate over here.
Oh, this is my cousin Colin.
Hello.
Well, tell me who you are and where you're from.
My name's Colin and I am from Illinois. I just moved here recently, so I'm just here enjoying my first parade.
What do you think of New York City, particularly on St. Patty's Day?
I think it's fantastic. I love the energy. I love everything about it. All day long, like, everyone's just in a good mood. It's a good place to be right now.
Are you pissed off at the youth, too?
I'm part of the youth still.
Okay. Okay.
We're two generations.
Yeah, okay.
Two different generations.
All right. So let me ask you this, since you have two points of view here.
Two generations over here.
What advice would you have for the young drunkards and... rowdy types?
Chug it up before you get too old.
Uh-oh, he said chug it up before you get too old.
Well, that's Liz's advice.
Pleasure to meet both of you.
It was a pleasure. Slanja.
Slanja.
Okay. Ergo bra.
This is David Allen from David Allen Liz Stone Unleashed, and I have to make a public apology to Liz Stone because when we went into a restaurant, I got a couple drinks, not gonna lie, and I'm feeling pretty good right now, and I tried to rip my bracelet off and slam Liz in the face with some ice.
Yes, you exploded all over my face. I knew sooner or later that was gonna happen.
But you know, like Ferguson, I like a good blow to the face, just not that hard.
Yes, agreed. Now, let's get back and enjoy this parade.
Absolutely. You hear that surrounding around us, Liz? That is so phenomenal. We're having such a great time talking to all the people out here. You can hear the clapping. The energy is amazing here in New York City. This is about, I think, my fifth St. Paddy's Day parade. This is your first one, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I'm half Irish, so I'm really feeling this.
I was told the other day I'm half Irish, but I've had a lot of Irish in me. So
yeah, so I've heard, hon.
Stay tuned for more Get Unleashed.
Okay.
Welcome back to David Allen Liz Stone Unleashed. And guess what, Liz? We're sitting here with the guy in a kilt.
I know. I have been wanting to talk to a man in a kilt like my entire life. So what is your name, sir?
My name's Adam.
And where are you from?
I'm from Queens.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with the St. Paddy's Day Parade?
About 7-8 years.
Yeah. Will you play a little bagpipe for us? We'd love to get you on the show here.
Sure.
Could you give us a little taste?
Sure.
All right, go ahead. And here he goes in all his glory. Okay, well, first of all, you're very talented. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Music to my Irish ears.
Thank you.
Now, have you been watching or heard about that show Outlander? It's so popular.
I have not.
Okay, well, it talks about the Scottish Highland, and people are in love with men in kilts.
Okay.
So sexy. Okay. Inquiring minds want to know. Please don't get offended. But, you know, we have to do this for the history books.
Underwear.
What? What?
I don't know if I'm wearing underwear, don't you?
I want to know what's going on.
I just want to know what's underneath the kilts.
Wait a minute. We want to know what's going on underneath the kilts.
I like leaving that as a mystery.
Oh.
You just said underwear. You told us.
Did I though?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
What was that?
I don't think I did.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to keep wondering. All right, so what do you think about today's festivities?
I think it's great. I haven't actually gotten a chance to really watch it yet, but everything sounds great, and everybody seems to be having a good time.
Well, thank you so much.
Wow, Adam was amazing. I mean, that guy can really blow, Liz.
Yeah, I know. You would know.
Honestly, though, did you see his face when he was blowing those bagpipes? It was crazy. Like, it just looked like he was completely out of breath, but he wasn't even blowing, and they were still playing. I'm so amazed by bagpipes. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you got to be in shape to play a good bagpipe.
No shit, and he's leaving us in the mystery. I guess we got to find another kilt. What do you think is under there?
Lots of interesting bits and pieces.
Not like the Mormons with the magic underwear, is it?
Well, honey, we're all different. That's what makes us interesting.
All right, stay tuned for Get Unleashed. Welcome back to David Allen Liz Stone Unleashed. And we've got the world-famous hot dog stand vendor right here in New York City, Liz. How about that?
Oh, they smell delicious.
So tell us about yourself. What's your name?
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy. And tell us, have you been enjoying St. Patrick's Day so far?
Yes. Some people come here and see the ticket. It's delicious. And my hot dog is beef. It's the best kind.
Now, Jimmy, is this your corner? Is this where you always work?
Yeah, this spot. Yeah.
What happens if another food vendor came in this corner?
Food vendor? Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. You wouldn't kick him out, like push him into the sewer or anything?
No, because it's legal. Yeah, oh. 10 feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
well,
cool.
I wonder how you feel when somebody's trying to work your corner, so.
Yeah, I don't like it when you work my corner, Liz. I told you to stay off of it. So, have you been doing the St. Patrick's Day for a long time, or is this your first year?
No, this is the first day for
your
me.
First year?
Yeah.
It was very successful sales today?
Yes.
That's excellent. So tell our listeners, where can they find you in New York City? Times Square on 43rd. Yep, 7th Ave and 43rd West. You can find Jimmy and his hot dog stand. Delicious food. Very, very delicious food. Do you have anything to say?
No, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
I have one last question.
What's your question?
What makes your hot dog so different and delicious?
It's that kind. This is the best kind. This is the beef. There are many kinds, okay? Pork, beef, there are chicken. But the best kind is the beef. Yes.
It's a beef hot dog.
Does size matter with hot dogs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the bigger the dog, the better the bun?
Yeah, sausage, it's a big size. Sausage, big size.
You know, I'm going to be dreaming about this tonight.
Well, we're going to want to hold you up for your time. Thank you so much. So I guess it's true, Liz. They do say size does matter, doesn't it?
Oh, honey, especially when you put that thing in your mouth. Mm.
So it's the difference between pork and beef.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all know where's the beef. Here in Times Square, buddy.
That's right. This is a phenomenal thing. We're headed down to the subway right now, and it's the energy. Even though the St. Patty's Day parade is over, it's just amazing still.
Looks like the after party's still going.
Oh, shit. You don't even understand these people. So stay tuned for more Unleashed.
I'm Liz Stone with Unleashed, and we are wrapping up our trip to New York City, taking the Uber with this fine young gentleman. What's your name, sir?
Raymond Alice.
Where are you from, Raymond?
Haiti.
Haiti. Oh, beautiful country. It's a pleasure to have you as our driver today. So tell us some of the customers you've experienced along the way in New York City.
That would be a long list. I will never be able to finish to tell you the whole thing.
Okay, pick the top one, just the best one, the most memorable one.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was a yellow cab driver, so too many crazy things. I don't think I want to talk about those.
Okay. Well, how do you like drive? How do you like live? Do you live in New York City, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I've been living here for more than 25 years. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
I've been living here for more than 25 years.
Oh, you've seen it all then.
Yeah, that's it.
So what would you tell people thinking about visiting this fine city?
Oh, that's a great city to visit in, you know. So it's, everything is there. It's a great restaurant, all type of fun. So it's really good to be here. So.
You sound like you're having a blast.
Of course, yes, you know. No matter what it is, you must be happy all the time.
You know, what's your secret, sir, to being happy all the time?
Well, don't let stress take you away, you know?
I need to hang out with you. Can I take you home with me?
So we're on our way home, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to make anybody... And make anybody mad. It was just an expression. Okay. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
we are having so much fun though. We love the Uber service.
That is great though. Yeah? It is great. Yes, it is. This is a good service.
How long have you been working with Uber?
I've been working with them for 2 weeks. So, but
wow,
that's pretty good. Brand new car. Everything's all right. Great customers. So it's fun.
Yeah, we've had tremendous experience as customers. Did you have a chance to make it down to the parade today at all?
No, I stay away from that because based off my experience driving by St. Patrick up there, it's crazy. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience to say the least.
Too much traffic.
So what are your favorite places to go in the city?
Well, everywhere is great, you know. Everywhere in the city is great place to be, you know. But especially today, I see in the West Village.
West Village,
right downtown. No traffic, it's cool. Everybody go uptown, I'm downtown.
He knows what he's doing. Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking him in to chat with us.
Welcome back to David Allen and Liz Stone Unleashed. Wow, we are now finally headed back to Philadelphia after one hell of a crazy 24 hours. Liz, what did you think of New York City?
I think my shamrock has officially been plucked.
Wow. Wait, plucked by who? Because I was with you the whole time and it sure wasn't me.
Just the experience. If you haven't been to New York City for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you're missing out. You gotta experience this. It's amazing.
Yeah, we got to interview some really, really awesome people too. Uber drivers, Megabus, all sorts of different awesome people. Food vendors. I think my favorite was the kilt guy, the Irishman who was playing the bagpipes for us.
Yes, we finally found out what lies under the kilt. You'll have to stay tuned for recurring episodes because we might have him back. You never know.
Yeah, poor Adam. He didn't know what to do about us. Well, it's been fun, and just, you know, make sure you stay tuned because you never know where we are going to get unleashed next.
That was your Unleashed quickie. Ooh. Visit our website, getunleashedproductions.com. Like us on Facebook. facebook.com/getunleashed09. Follow us on Twitter at getunleashed09. Listen anytime you want on iTunes or Stitcher. Oh, shout. Sure.